Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, as well as for a continued Refuah Shleimah for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf, Shabbos's daf, was daf Pei Zayin. We left off right after the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis at the bottom. In order to begin the Gemara, let's just briefly remember that which the Mishnah said. The Mishnah was talking about a situation where the husband agrees not to make his wife swear when she's collecting the ksuba. So, kasav la neder ushvua ein li alayich ein yachal lashpia. Aval mashpihu es yorsheh. But if her daughter comes, he never promised the daughter he wouldn't make her swear. So, he can make the daughter swear that her mom never told her that the ksuba was paid up, or there was no document there that said it was paid up. Vesabar and bishusa, or other people who she sold the ksuba to. Neder ushvua ein li alayich val yorsheh val abar and bishuseich. Then he can't make anybody swear, but his kids can make her swear, or anyone who he sold his rights to the ksuba, they can make her swear. But if he says neder shvu enli lo v'li oshiv lo l'bam v'rishusei alaych lo roshaych l'bam v'rishuseich, then no one can make anyone swear. Now the last line of the Mishnah is going to be important to keep in mind for today's daf. If let's say one of these women that the husband had exempted him from. One of these women that the husband had exempted him from, swearing. Her husband exempted her from swearing. So one of these women, halcha mikerabala lebeis avia. So she went straight from the funeral of her husband back to her father's house or to her father-in-law's house. Volones nasis apotropia. And she did not become a guardian over the estate. So ein hayarshin mashpianosa. So then, because the yarshin can't make her swear on that which she invested in the burial, the Gemara doesn't explain why. Because we don't want her worrying about the burial details. She's gonna have to get edim for every little thing she spends. We give her leniency. However, the nasi sapotropia, however, if she was appointed to be a guardian, then like every guardian, she can swear. The yisomim can make her swear. Hayosh mashpinosa al ha'asid lava, only that which is after the death. Vein mashpinosa amasha over, but they can't make her swear on the stuff that was during the husband's lifetime, because during the husband's lifetime, he had agreed not to make her swear. The Gemara is going to go into more detail. Okay, so says the Gemara, agutvach to Dr. Joe and to Avi Tisrael Moshe, to Tzvika, to Tani. Tani, is that you in Israel there? What is it, 6 in the morning for you? No, you're in America? Where are you?
I'm in the Lower East Side.
Oh, look at that. Efrat comes to the Lower East Side. Okay, good to see you, Tani. Chanuch and Reb Mordechai and David Yoshua. Tzvika, great to see everyone. Says the Gemara. Shvua mayavidite. What shvua is this that he's exempting her for? Where does shvua come from? Who said there's a shvua in the first place? It's a little weird. The Mishnah says he can make a condition that she doesn't have to swear. Well, why would you assume? Why would you assume she would swear? What shvua are we talking about? Says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Let's remember the names here. It's going to be very important. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rav says al apotropia shenasis b'chayei bala. That if her husband appoints her as a guardian on the estate while she's alive, a good vach Jeremy, so then if she would have to swear usually, so he could say, I'm exempting you from a shvuah. And the Gemara is going to say that's a little bit strange, because how in the world is she going to know when she's married that she's going to be appointed as an apotropos, that she's going to even ask for such a thing, please exempt me from a shvuah? How did she even know that? The Gemara is going to ask that. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Ravua, al hapogemes ksubasa. No, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, in tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn that if a woman claims, the husband says, I paid you the whole ksuba. The woman says, no, you only paid me half the ksuba. So then she has to swear. So that's the shvua that we're talking about, that she's asking for a reprieve. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Ravua, al hapogemes ksubasa. Says Gemara, also Rav Mordechai, amr l'shmait k'meid Ravashi. So Rav Mordechai told over this, the following question in front of Ravashi. So I understand if he is exempting her from swearing in a case of where she claims that she only was partially paid, so she has to swear. So at the time of the marriage, she's saying, listen, I know that maybe sometime in the future I might need some money. I might need some cash. So I might ask for the guy to pay out part of the ksuba. And then I don't want to have to swear that I didn't get the rest of it. I don't want him to make me swear on the rest of it. So that's the kind of thing that at the time of the marriage, it makes sense that he would exempt her from. For Amar Lake, Sovli Delom Mashpesli. So she could say at the time of the marriage, listen, I want to have the rights to be able to collect a little bit of the ksuba. I don't want to have to swear on the rest of it later. But the opinion, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, who said that what's the shvur we're talking about in our Mishnah? On the fact that that a husband appointed his wife as a guardian during his lifetime. How in the world is a woman at the time of marriage going to know in advance that the husband's going to appoint me as a guardian and I don't want to have to swear on the dealings that I do? How does she even know that? Ihi mihavasiyad de mosav laputrapya. Why is she going to be thinking at the time of marriage that in the future he's going to make me a guardian? To Amar Lake, Sovli Delom Mashpesli. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Lake, Rav Ashi answered Rav Mordechai. You're right. You're going on the wrong case in the Mishnah. Atun, you that asked this question, Ahamas Tisula, you thought that the words of Rav were talking about the beginning of the Mishnah, about the case of the apotropos that she has to know in advance, and that's why you asked the Kasha. However, Anan Ahamas Tisula, but we understood that Rav wasn't talking about that case in the Mishnah at all. Rav was talking about the last case in the Mishnah. What was that? No. When Rav was saying that the Shvua, that she's asking to be exempted, was on a guardianship, it wasn't going on the beginning of the Mishnah. Because you're right, there's no way she would know about that guardianship. We're talking about a different Shvua. Anana Hamasinla, we're talking about the end of the Mishnah. If she went straight from the Levaya to her father's house, or she went back to her husband, her father-in-law's house, her dead husband's house, and he had not made her into a guardian. So then, since she's not a guardian, the Yorshin can't make her swear. However, if the husband had appointed her as a guardian, then Yarshin Mashpinos ala Asid Lavo, then the Yarshin can make her swear on the stuff that she was taking care of, the dealings that she did after her husband died. Ein Mashpinos al Shavar. So, and they can't make her swear on dealings that she did in the past. Shavar Mayavidate, what's considered to be the past, says the Gemara. On that, Rabbi Namarab said, Ala Butropish Nas Bechaya Baal. On any appointment that the husband had made her, so the Yarshin can't make her swear on any dealings that he did during the lifetime of the husband. Why? Because the husband agreed not to make her swear. Aval, bein misa l'kfura. But dealings that she did after her husband died, prior to the burial, mashbi'in Allah. So Rav held that they could make her swear. Rav Masta Amar, no. Rav Masa said, no, I feel bein misa l'kfur lo mashbi'in Allah. The Gemara is going to explain this, that even the money that she spent after her husband's death, prior to the burial, we do not make her swear on the money that she spent on the burial. D'amri Naradai, because Naradai said, l'karga ula mezoni v'likvura mazbeninon belo achrazta. That in terms of paying the king's head tax on behalf of the Yisomen, or to pay for food for the wife or the daughters or the Yisomen from a dead father or husband, vilikvura, and to pay for kvura, mizbanin b'lo achrasta, we will sell the property of the Yisomen without announcing it. You see, usually when we sell the property of the Yisomim, we want to announce it because we want to get the best possible price when selling the Yisomim stuff. But under these circumstances, you got to pay it right away. You got to pay the head tax right away. They need food right away. And the guy's got to be buried right away. So we don't go through all these formalities of announcing it and waiting until we get the best price. just buy it and get it done, because it's a bizayon hames to have the mace sitting around. And if you don't pay the king's tax right away, you're putting him in danger. So too, we are not going to be medactic with the woman. We tell her, listen, we don't want you to go get witnesses and get documents on every dollar that you spend for the burial. Just go bury the guy and you won't have to swear. So Rav Masta disagrees. Rav Masta says you can't make the woman swear on money that she spent on the burial. Just like we don't announce the burial, so too, we don't make him swear. Okay, let's continue.
Even if he's an apotropos, or that's irregardless, between the time of burial.
Yeah, so again, that's a machlokis, Dr. Joe. According to Rav, if she's an apotropos, you can make her swear on that. But according to Rav Masla, even if she's an apotropos, you cannot make her swear on that, because that she gets a freebie. She's allowed to just spend whatever she wants on that, on the burial, and we trust her with that. We don't want her to waste the time finding witnesses to sign on everything that she spends for the burial. Oh, now the Gemara is going to talk about various different languages that he can employ to exempt her from a shvua. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Dilo neder udilo shvua, hu eino yochel hashpia aval yorsh mashpinosa. If the language that he writes in the document where he's exempting her from swearing, he says, Dilo neder udilo shvua. So that means he can't put a neder or shvua on her, but his inheritors, when he dies, his inheritors can. However, Naki neder v'naki shvua, you're going to be completely exempt, completely clean from a neder shvua. Bein hu bein yoshin mashbino. So then he's agreeing that even his kids can't make her swear. Hachin kamala menaki shvua, you'll be mishvasi. You're going to be totally clean, whether it be from me or my inheritors. V'Rav Yosef amar Rav Chiya. That's Rabba, the name Rav Chiya. Rav Yosef had a different version of Rav Chiya. V'Rav Yosef amar Rav Chiya. Whoa. Naki neder, naki shvua, just the opposite, he says. Both he and the Yorshin can make her swear. Haki kamala, naki nafshek b'shvasa. The only way you're going to be able to clean yourself up is by yes swearing. That's what it means. Sholach Rabbi Zakkai lemar ukva. So Rabbi Zakkai sent him a okva, bein delo shvua, bein denaki shvua, bein delo neder, bein denaki neder. Benichsei, if he adds the word benichsei with my property, who in the ochel hashpi avol yarshin mashpianosa? So then he can't make her swear, but the yarshim can, because he said my property. Once it becomes the yarshim's property, they are allowed to make her swear. Minixaya Elaine, however, if he says, from this property, not my property, but from this property, that implies even once the inheritors inherit the property, Bein hu vein yoshev ein mashpianosa, then it just means this property is going to be exempt from shvua. Whether me or my inheritors will not be able to make you swear when you collect your ksuba from this property. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Abba Shol ben Ima Miriam. Let's remember this shita. This is one of those cases where the end of today's daf does like a review of the entire parak. It's trying to figure out which cases, and it basically goes through the entire parak. I forgot whether it's the end of today's daf or the end of tomorrow's daf, because on Shabbos I prepare both, so it's all one thing in my head. So anyway, but either the end of today's daf or the end of tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a review of the whole ninth parak. So here we go. Let's remember this halacha. Amr Rav Nachman Mashmuel Mishum Abba Shol ben Ima Miriam. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel in the name of Abba Shol ben Ima Miriam. Miriam the mommy. Interesting. Usually when you have Abba Shmuel ben Ima Miriam, it means the dad was a Russia, usually. So we don't want to mention the dad. We mention the son of the mom. Bein Delo, and Rav Mordechai will tell us all the other places in Shas that we saw there was the son of the mom and not the son of the dad. Or maybe he'll tell us one of them anyway. Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel Misham Amashol ben Ima Miriam. Bein, if I'm not mistaken, Shmuel was called that way. Shmuel was the son of his mother, but I'm not sure. Somebody was.
Abaya is not nanny.
Yeah, that's true. Amalie Aim. Yeah, Abaya. Yeah, because Abaya was an orphan. Correct. Yeah, Abaya was an orphan.
I was going to say Avua de Shmuel.
Avua de Shmuel. Okay. Have to remember that. Amar Nachan Amar Shmuel Mishum Abba Shol Ben Ima Miriam. Bein de lo shvua, bein de naki shvua, bein de lo neder, bein de naki neder, bein minichasai, bein minichsai elain, whether it's from my properties or these properties. Bein hu, bein yoshev yashminos avo ma esa. That's what he held. But what can I do? Shai amr chachamim, but the chachamim went against me. Habal yipar minichsai yisomim, anyone who comes to collect from the property of yisomim, lo yipara ela b'shvua. That was a special takana of the Chachamim, that anyone who comes to collect from Nichsei Yisomim has to swear. So it sounds like the Chachamim hold, according to Rav Nachman Shmuel in the name of Abba Shmuel ben Ima, it's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if he wrote her that she doesn't have to swear, well, she doesn't have to swear. But it sounds like the Chachamim say, no, anyone who's collecting any debt, Ksuba, Balchov, doesn't matter what it is. Any debt from Yisomim? Because what are you blaming the Yisomim? They have no idea if this debt was paid or not. So anyone who collects from Yisomim, lo yipara ela b'shvua, has to. And says the Ramban and the Tosfos Rid, this argues on our Mishnah. The husband has no rights to uproot the Takanas Chachamim, that anyone who collects from Yisomim can't collect, has to collect with a shvua. The Ritva adds, since Minadin, she didn't need to swear at all, because she has a document. Nevertheless, the Chacham were misakein, that if you're collecting from the Nichsei Yisomim, you have to swear. So even the fact that the husband believes her doesn't help, because anyway, she has a document that says she's owed the money. Document was ripped up. And when she's collecting from the Yisomim, she has to swear. So the fact that he let her off the hook doesn't help. That's Rashi's Shita. However, the Rif explains that it's not against the Mishnah. Abba Shol is not against the Mishnah. But because the Mishnah is talking about a case where he specifically exempted her with a Shvua from him or his Yarshim, she's exempt. But in the case of where you said one of the languages that Abba Shol ben Ima Miriam said, where he doesn't explicitly state that the Yarshim are exempt, that when you're collecting Yarshim, you're exempt, that's when it doesn't work. And that's the opinion of the Rambam. And there are many other opinions about this. Okay, let's continue. V'ikad Ami La Masnisa, some say this wasn't a statement of Rav Nachman the Amora, but rather Abba Shol ben Ima Miriam said this in a brisa. Abba Shol ben Ima Miriam Omar bein de lo shvua, bein de naki shvua, bein de lo neder, bein naki neder, bein minichasai, bein minichsei ilun, bein hu vein yoshev yamashbinus avol ma esa sharam chachamim havali par minichsei somlay paral b'shvua. Omar of Nachman Shmuel halacha ke ben Ima Miriam. Oh, we paskin like ben Ima Miriam, that only when she's asking from the Nichsei Yisomim, when she's trying to collect from the property of Yisomim, she has to swear. But all the other cases, no matter what the language is, she doesn't have to swear. New Mishnah. This is what we were just referring to before, this Mishnah. Hapoygemes Ksubasa. What's the case of Pogemes Ksubasa? Cases like this. The Gemara is going to explain, but it means where she's claiming, he says, I paid you the whole ksuba. She says, no, you only paid me part of the ksuba. Pogame, like pagam, there was a piece of it. Lo sipar el b'shvua. So she, now she has the document, but she's admitting that part of the document was paid back. So how do we know it was part or full? So once she's already admitting, now the Gemara is going to discuss, is this a case of moda b'miktsas? Is this a shvua d'oraisa of modem mitzvah? That's a little bit strange because usually a shvua d'oraisa is only shvua on the defense. This is a shvua on the offense. It's a shvua she swears and collects. Now, usually there's no such thing as a shvua d'oraisa where you swear and collect. But we'll talk about that. I'm getting ahead of myself. Habogemes b'ksubasa lo sipar ela b'shvua. A woman who agrees that she got part of the document and now she wants the rest of it. So she has to swear. The Gemara is going to explain why. This implies that if she can't swear, she doesn't collect. So it says Rashi, however, Tosfos in tomorrow's daf says that even if she does not swear, she doesn't lose the ksuba because this shvu is only din derabbanan. Eid echad mi'idah shi'prua. Let's say there's one witness that says that the ksuba was paid up. She's holding a document that says it wasn't paid up. One witness says, you're a liar, it was paid up. Lo sipar elo b'shvua. Right? Eid echad's always mechayev b'shvua. Minichse yisomim v'nichasim mishubadim. If she wants to collect from nichse yisomim, or she wants to, that the husband sold fields to somebody else, then he died, so she wants to collect from the fields that he sold. V'shelo b'fanav. Or he's on a business trip, and he divorced her. He divorced her from Timbuktu. Oh, she says, very nice, you're on a business trip. Now I got to collect my ksuba. He's nowhere to be found. So she's going to go to the estate. So she has to swear to collect if the husband's not around. Lo sipara ela b'shvua. Hapogamis ksubasa, Kate said, what's the case of pogamis ksubasa? Haysa ksubasa elavzuz. Let's say the ksuba was $1,000, meaning the regular ksuba plus the tosefes, plus the nichse tzon barzel, whatever was written in there. The husband says, I paid you all 1,000. He omers lo eskabalti ela money. I only got 1/10 of it. I got 100. Lo yisipar ela b'shvua. She has to swear. Even if he doesn't want her to swear. Even if he doesn't request to swear. Because if he requests her to swear, then even if she's not pogamous, he has to swear. So says the Ritva. So this means even if he doesn't request it. Kate said, what's the case of Haysik Subasa Elef? Zuz. I paid you the whole 1,000. I got 0. One witness says, I saw him pay you. She has to swear. If the husband sold his property to somebody else, and she's going to collect from these guys, Lo sipar el b'shua, she has to swear. Only if she collects from lekuchos, she has to swear. But if there are other bali chovos, and her shtak came before them, then she doesn't have to swear. She just takes it without swear. Tosfos Yontif disagrees. That's Rashi. Tosfos Yontif agrees that even there she has to swear. Minichse yisomim ketzad. Mace, the husband dies. V'niach nechazav liyisomim, v'hinefras mena yisomim. She's collecting her ksuba from the orphans. Lo sipar lo b'shua. She has to swear. V'shelo b'fanav ketzad. Halach lo l'medina seyam. The husband went on a business trip. V'hinefras lo b'fanav. She's collecting from the estate. En nefras elo b'shua. She has to swear. Now, this last statement of Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara has no idea what it's talking about. And at the end of the daf, we're gonna use this statement and we're going to review the whole Masechta. The whole parak, not the whole masech, the whole parak. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kolzman she tovas ksubasa, kolzman that she is demanding the ksuba, hayorshin mashpinosa. The inheritors can make her swear. Vim eina tovas ksubasa. But if she's not collecting the ksuba, eina yorshin mashpinosa. The yorshin cannot make her swear. The Gemara, it's actually the end of tomorrow's daf. The Gemara at the end of tomorrow's daf is going to figure out which part of the last five Mishnayos is this statement of Rabbi Shimon going on. And what does it mean? Says the Gemara, Sava Rami Brachama Lameimar, Shvu Doraisa. Rami Brachama thought that this girl, right, he says, I paid you everything. She says, no, you just paid me a little bit of it. Sounds like a Shvu Doraisa. Who cares whether it's a Shvu Doraisa or Shvua Drabanan? Well, one nafkamina is, do you have to swear while holding on to a Sefer Torah? Shvua Daraisa, you have to swear while holding on to a Sefer Torah. Shvua Drabanan, you don't. Shvua Daraisa, you use Shem Hashem to swear. Shvua Drabanan, you don't. Also, what if the person's Choshed Ala Shvua? Let's say she's suspected of lying in a different context. So, if it's a Shvua De'o Raisa, we'll flip the shvua onto the other person. If it's shvua d'oraisa, we're not going to flip it onto the other person. that he should swear to be exempted. Rather, if it's a shvua derabanan, we would flip it on to the other person. So says Rashi. Maram Shif says, no. Even if it's a shvua derabanan, we're not going to flip it on to the husband. Rather, if she can't swear, she loses. She doesn't get to collect. And so says the Rashi as well. Machlokas are shown him. What's the din by a derabanan? Anyway, says the Gemara. Savaram racham elameh ma'ashvua daraisa. It sounds like a shvua daraisa because mode of a mixas. Now the Gemara is going to say that's ridiculous. How could Rami Rachama say this? It's a beferish of Mishnah and Shavuos that all Shavuos d'oraisa are only Shavuos on the defense. This is not a Shavuos on the defense. This is a Shavuos on the offense. She's swearing and collecting. How could the Gemara suggest that it's a Shavuos d'oraisa? Ain't no such animal as a Shavuos d'oraisa on the offense. So Rami Rachama lamema Shavuos d'oraisa who dekotayin masayim v'kamode lebimeya because the husband is claiming I paid the whole 200, and she's claiming, no, you only paid me 100. That sounds like classic mode b'miktsas. Havili hold up b'miktsas ha'tayna, v'chol ha'mode b'miktsas ha'tayna, yishava mido raisa. Amar Rava, stay true with Rava. Rava says, you cannot possibly say this is a tshvua d'oraisa for two obvious reasons. What is it? Naphtali Eitan. What? Eitan Naphtali. What? Give it to me again. Mate, what's your full Hebrew name, Eitan? Except you got to unmute yourself to tell me that. What's his name?
Eitan Naphtali Meir.
I knew that. Okay. Eitan Naphtali Meir. Great to have you on board, Eitan Naphtali Meir. Says Rava, Eitan Naphtali Meir. Rava said there's two reasons why this makes absolutely no sense to say it's a Shvua Doraisa. One, Chada, I'm Rav, Shetri was over, Chada, Duchalan Shpon, Shepetor, Nishpon, Velo, Mishalman. Every Shvua d'oraisa is a Shvua on the defense. You swear and you're exempt. Not you swear on the offense, you swear and collect. Vihi, Nishpas, Veno, tell us. The girl, the woman for the Ksuba, is going to swear that she was only paid half of it or a tenth of it, and she's going to collect. Va'od, E Nishpon, Akfiya, Shibit, Karkos. Where did he collect the ksuba from? From the property. We know there is no shvua d'oraisa on property. You can only swear on metatlin. There is no shvua on real estate, on property. And the ksuba is a collection from real estate. Ela amarava midrabanon. It's a shvua d'rabanon. Depara daik. Demifra lo daik. Usually, people who pay, they're careful how much they're paying. But people who collect, they're just happy to get the money. They're not careful. So the rabbis placed a shvu on her that she should be careful when she's collecting to count what she got. So there's not a machloikis later on. So comes along everybody and their grandmother and asks, how in the world could Rami Bar Chama have thought this is a shvu d'oraisa? It's an explicit Mishnah in Shavuos that says there's no such thing as a shvu d'oraisa on the offense. How could Rami Racham made such a mistake? How could he made such a mistake? Furthermore, even after Rav approved it, the Gemara is going to say he still made the mistake. We have to say that Rami Racham held is like a shvua of the Torah. And Rava didn't understand what he said. And he later explained his words. That's what the Ritva understands. Very difficult pshat. However, the Hafla has a great explanation here. The Hafla says that Rami Brachama held that shtar ha'omid ligavos kegavodami. Since she's holding on to a star, once she's holding on to a star, it's as if she collected the debt already. So it's really a shvu on the defense, not on the offense. It's as if she has the whole debt already. So it's the husband who's being motzi from the woman. She's muksak. And that's why it's also not a kfir shibud karkos, because we're talking about the document, not the property. Rava holds, no, it's not considered kegavli. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue. Okay. He bailahu the bnei ha'yeshiva asked two sad halachic informational question. Pogemis ksubasa be'edim mahu. What about? She says their edim testified that she only got 100. Does she have to swear? Or does she get to collect without swearing? We should say she doesn't have to swear because if the husband paid the first with edim and we don't have edim on the rest of it, that's a raya that she didn't collect the rest of it. Emisa de para be'edim avi priyale. Odilma isramu isramile. No, he happened to have had some edim by that payment, but by the other payment he didn't have edim. Toshma. Kol anishbon shibatora nishbon velo mishalman. Oh. All the people, this is also a Mishnah in Shavuos, but this is a Braisa. Anyone who swears midoraisa is a swear on the defense. But midraban ve'elishman ulotin, some people swear and collect. Hasachir, a hired worker who wants to collect his payment. And the balabais says, I paid you. He says, no, you didn't pay me. Vahanigzal, Adam saw a guy go into somebody's house and he came out with his hands full. But we don't know what he took. So, and the Nigzal says, I'll tell you what I'm missing. That's what he took. He has to swear and collect. Vahanechbal. Or we saw a guy punch somebody else, but we don't know exactly what he damaged. Vishekenegdo. Choshed ala shvua. Right? Let's say a guy's modem mixas, but he's choshed ala shvua. So we flip the shvua onto the tovea. The Chenvani Alpinkaso, a storekeeper, a makolet owner who always gives stuff on credit, and somebody said, go pay my workers, and he claims he paid the workers, and the workers said, we never got the money. So the Chenvani swears that he gave it to them, and he gets it, the payment from the balabais, and the workers swear that they didn't get it, and they get it from the Chenvani. And a girl, someone who's, or a boy, whose pogim the shtar says he got paid part of a shtar without edim. Shelo be'edim you do swear in. Be'edim lo, but if there's edim you don't swear. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's not a good raya. Lo mi boy come. Lo mi boy be'edim devadai tzricha shvua. Certainly, if you're pogim be'edim, you certainly do have to swear. Aval shelo be'edim. Ema, tevi kimesha avedim, v'tishko b'lo shvua. If I'm being a nice guy, admitting that you paid me part of it, maybe I shouldn't have to swear. Kamash Malan, that even if you're being a nice guy and you're saying that you already paid me part of it, still you have to swear on the rest. They have no raya. Ibailu. The Bnei Yeshiva asked the two side halachic information question. Hapogemis ksubasa pachus mishve. Hapogemis ksubasa pachus mishve pruta. So she says, on Monday you gave me less than a pruta. On Wednesday you gave me less than a pruta. On Thursday, each time it's less than a pruta. And it all comes together for a very large amount. Mahu. Does she have to swear on the rest of it or not? Miyabrina came into Daiki Kulahai. She was so careful and she knew exactly how much money she got on each day. Kushta Karma, she's telling the truth. Or maybe she's just being smart. So she's trying to make it look like, oh, I got a half a pruta on this day just to show that she's telling the truth. But she's just really tricking. Teiku. We don't have an answer. Ibailu. Pocheses ksubasa. What happens in the following case? Here you have the ksuba was worth $1,000, and the husband agrees that he was mischai of $1,000, but he paid the whole thing, and she says she didn't get anything. Even though the shtar says 1,000, she says, oh, I know you only gave me 100. You only were mischayev 100. Even though the shtar says 1,000, but we had an oral agreement that really the ksuba was only going to be 100. Mahu, does she have to swear on the 100? She's only asking for 100. The shtar says 1,000, but she's only asking for 100. Does she have to swear? Mi amrinan hainu pogemis. It's the same thing. It boils down to the same thing as pogemis. Odilma, pogemis modem mixas. Haloka modem mixas. She's not admitting that she got anything. She's just saying that the whole chiyuv in the first place was only 100. Says Gemara, Tashma, Pocheses, tipara shelo b'shvua. Kates areskus zubasa elav zuz. The ksuba was 1,000. For amala hiskabat zumeze. I gave you the whole 1,000. The omeres loiska. I got loiskabati. I got nothing. But for ena elamana. But the ksuba was really only for a mana. Nifras shelo b'ksuba. Says Gemara. Doesn't make any sense. But my gavya, why are you awarding her any money? Bahaishtara. You're awarding her money because she's holding on to a document that says she's owed 1,000. Haishtara chasma ba'amu. This document is worthless because she's saying the chov was only 100. So why were you awarding her this money? Even she admits that it's a forged document. Answer the Gemara, Amarava, Berei Deraba. No. The Omeres, Amana Haisli Beiniu Leveno. No. She's not saying the document was a forgery. The document was a legit document on 1,000. But we had a side deal. We had a side deal that that I'm only gonna collect 100. And the last case of the day says the Gemara. Eidechad Midah Shiprua. Savar Rabbi Mechamad Lemeimar Shvua Doraisa. Dixiv Lo Yukum Eidechad Beish. L'chol Avon L'chol Chatos. L'chol Avon L'chol. Same thing, Rav Bachama, again, is a shvu on the offense, not on the defense. But Rav Bachama, again, thought it was a dindor raisa. The Torah says, lo yochem eid echad be'ish l'chol avon l'chol chatas. An eid echad can't convict you. L'chol avon l'chol chatas, hu deinu kam, avol kamu l'shvua. But an eid echad by case of dina mamanis is mechayv v'shvua. Amar ma'a, kol makma shehashnayim mechayv v'noso mamon. Any place that two people are mechayv v'yumamon, eid echad mechayv v'shvua. Amar Rava, same story, shei tshuvas b'da, what are you talking about? Chadad the call on Shmuel Shabbaton Shmuel Velo Meshamin a Shvuah Doraisa only on the defense. Vehi Nishpas Vano tell us this is a Shvuah on the offense. Va'od Ein Nishpan Kfiyas Shibekaras Elam it's Karka. There's no Shvuah Doraisa Karka. Elam Arava Midrabanon Kedei Lahafis Daito Shel Baal. This is a Shvuah Doraisa and this is to appease the husband because the husband has one aid supporting him that he really paid back. So he starts to think. You know, this girl's a liar. So, since he has an aide supporting him, we make her swear. Now, one more line. Nah, I guess we'll stop here. We'll pick this up for Hashem tomorrow. Now, hold on one second. Don't go. Don't leave yet. What time?